Good evening, everyone. This is the Kirkland City Design Review Board meeting of July 18th, 2022. And we will begin with a roll call.
Randall Brand.
Present.
Brad Brown.
Present.
Carlos Castaneda. Ting Chen.
Present.
Shoshana Cohen.
Here.
Tyler Schmidt. And Amy Tars.
Present.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jeannie. We have minutes to approve from the previous meetings. We have May 2nd, May 16th, and June 8th. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve?
So moved.
Anyone second?
I'll second.
Thank you. It looks like the meetings are meeting minutes approved, and we can move forward to the item of the agenda tonight, the conceptual design conference for the Madison Rose Hill mixed use. Are there any member of the audience that are waiting to speak about any item that is not on the agenda tonight? Now would be a good time.
I don't see anyone, Shoshana.
Thank you, John. So seeing no one from the public who'd like to make any comments and no unfinished business, we can move forward to our item on the agenda tonight with the minor modifications to the Madison Rose Hill mixed use. And we will begin with staff presentation.
All right, great. Just to clarify, this is a minor modification, not a conceptual design. So we're just here to look at the proposed modifications that the Madison Group is proposing for their project that was approved by the DRB in 2019. So let me share my screen here real quick. Okay. All right. So again, we are here to review the proposed modifications for the Madison Rose Hill mixed use project. So tonight, the goals of the meeting are to review the modifications that the applicant has submitted as part of their package. And then for the design review board to provide comments for consideration by staff as part of their decision. So the app, just to give you a little background, the applicant and staff have worked on these modifications for a little while. We got to basically the applicants back and forth with some proposed modifications, and we feel we have a package now that staff feels that we can approve as a minor modification. We're just looking for comments from the design review board that we can incorporate into our decision for that minor modification. So here's the criteria again. The planning official may approve the modification if it meets the following criteria. The need for the modification was not known and could not have been reasonably known before the DRB approval was granted. The modification is minor and will not in any substantial way change the proposed development or violate any requirement imposed by the DRB. The planning official may consult with the design review board in his or her decision. And finally, the development that will result from the modification will be consistent with design guidelines, design regulations, design guidelines, and the comprehensive plan. So I'm just going to give a little brief background of the project because I know we do have some new design review board members from the time this was approved. And then I'll let the applicant kind of go into more details about the proposed modifications. So just to summarize, this is the basically what is existing is the Petco site up on Northeast 85th. It is bordered on the west with 120th Avenue Northeast and the east 122nd Avenue Northeast. To the north is actually the Costco parking lot. So this is actually the Costco parking lot actually is to right here. They've been leasing, basically, you know, leasing this space, and this is going to now be part of the development. So this is the they have a basically a fire access lane that runs on the north side of the building. Also will be used for access to the site. The project consists of four buildings, five stories tall. Are these buildings? You can see a perspective here of the buildings. Should be noted that it does not include the U-Haul site. The applicant tried to get that incorporated into the project, but wasn't able to. So that it does not include the U-Haul site. So there are four buildings again for this project. Approximately 84,000 square feet of retail space, and approximately 870 residential units and amenities. One of the key features of the project is the entry plaza that occurs from the south east corner of the sites, and that's the perspective you see here. So with that, I will, I guess first, are there any questions from the board?
I have a question. Yeah, so I'm one of the new ones. And so do you mind just explaining the grade changes on both Northeast 85th and 122nd?
Yeah. So along 85th, it basically goes, I'm not sure if I have a good perspective of that. But basically it kind of falls from the corner of 122nd towards 405. And then there's a pretty significant slope. So they're kind of building into the slope. So the existing site obviously sinks down well below 85th. So they're actually building it up to 85th. So there'll be retail adjacent to Northeast 85th. So yeah, if you go out to the site now, it's pretty sunk in. So I'm sure the applicant can provide a little bit more of those details as part of their presentation.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, does anyone have more questions, or can we move forward to the applicant presentation?
Sure. Well, I'll get started. My name's Tom Lee. I'm the principal of Madison Development. We've been working with Tony and the rest of staff on this project for a number of years, all the way through our COVID times, which has been fun, challenging, and all the rest of that stuff. And we appreciate you guys taking the time to look at this today. When we took this project through design review the first time, the perspective drawings that you see today that Tony was showing you were based on a project and how it's supposed to look. Well, some of those intricate details for design get worked out after we get started and start preparing construction drawings, which we have and submitted them to staff for permit approval. And part of that is how materials coincide with each other, how apartment widths change from being a studio to a one bedroom to a two bedroom unit. And when we originally submitted our plans for approval, we didn't really have a good idea of how many one bedrooms, which ones were one bedrooms, which ones were two bedrooms, which could be studios or open ones. And so what you're seeing tonight is a refinement of design. And so the design that we would have submitted for overall architectural approval would have been what looked good at the time with an average width of an apartment building or an apartment unit itself. And so what we did when we finally got down to designing the building with actual units inside, those modules changed a little bit. And when they change a little bit, the windows either expand or contract a little bit. And that's what you're going to see this evening, is essentially fenestration changes. That they look basically the same. If you look at what we tried to prepare for Tony and the rest of his staff was a before and after perspective for each of the elevations as we march around the building. And Ben Gist, who is my architect, will walk you through that. But essentially, what you're getting is in essence, a refinement of what we originally got approved at design review. Some of the window fenestrations have changed because some of the widths of those windows, based on the type of units that are behind those windows, those widths have changed a little bit. But I think you'll agree that by the time you turn all the pages, you'll tend to agree that the elevations are essentially the same. And the ones that we did change that have I don't want to say a significant change, but a change for the better, are architecturally pleasing because they have more glass. They look better than what they used to look like from a perspective of the pedestrian walking on the street level and their interaction to, you know, what's going on in the retail section, which is the first 20 feet. And so I think by the time we're done, you'll agree that that what we've done is essentially made what we got approved a little bit better. It certainly now mimics the type of apartments and the number of apartments. I mean, when we went into this, I think we had, and Tony showed about 870 units. We're down to, I think, less than 810, if Ben, you can correct me.
I think it's 807.
Okay. So it is a refinement from where we got the basic building blocks approved to where we now are actually submitting for permit and what we want to build. And with that, I'll turn it over to Ben. And this should be reasonably brief for you folks. It's not too complicated. It should be pretty straightforward. I'm hoping we can just do a page turn. If you have questions on the materials and the colors, which we've tried to keep in every case the same as they were, except there's one instance where I think we changed a bunch of what I would say was not a really good color given the surrounding colors to a more complementary color on the side of the building. And with that, I'll leave it to Ben and let him explain it to you.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Thanks, Tony. Thanks everyone for being here. I'm going to share my screen, I believe. Can you guys see my screen? It should have a building picture of the Valdoc on it right now. Okay.
Yes.
So Tony had asked me to find an image of some examples of some flat metal panel that we're proposing on the building, which were part of the approval package earlier. So we were able to quickly kind of find this building. The white is the flat metal panel on this building. And then this also happens to have some corrugated metal on it. This is a project, I believe it's in Seattle. We found this picture of it. But this is the same type of panel that we are proposing for the flat metal panel. Here's another image of it in terms of it. This is from the manufacturer's website, I believe. And then here's a close-up picture of it. It's just a panel that fits together, kind of clips together, makes a nice smooth panel. We're using it on a few elevations of our project. Is that, I'm not sure who the question was. Does this answer the question, I guess, maybe start with?
So I was the one who asked the question to Steph and
Amy, oh. I'm sorry. I would prefer to, if you don't mind, going over all the changes and then have the questions at the end. So
okay.
Keep it
absolutely.
We can keep it as record requires if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just answering his questions.
Absolutely. Yes,
because absolutely. I was the one who asked the question. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
I'm out of order. I hope I didn't get you in trouble, Amy. Okay, thank
I
you.
I hope I didn't get in trouble.
All right, so I'll go through these design updates. Like Tom had mentioned, we've gone through these with Tony. We believe that they actually enhance the building and are much more, makes this, going to really make this a wonderful community. I know that Tom is excited to get going on this. I'm sure the community is. We've been working on this for years. As Tom mentioned, this was approved initially in 2019. And since then, things have just sort of evolved a little bit. But for the most part, not even for the most part, I'd say universally, all the changes are positive and really, really good. So on the first, I guess, really quickly to recap, and you guys saw this all in the notes, as Tom mentioned earlier, we've reconfigured some of the windows really to meet energy performance, natural ventilation, and really design the units and the windows so that we have a good natural air into the unit. So we had to reconfigure some of the configurations of the units to make sure that we had at least two operables in each window and that we had good natural ventilation and cross ventilation in the units. And also met the energy code requirements. Through the evolution of the ground floor, we've had to reconfigure some of the loading points and the trash recycle requirements. We've eliminated the sky bridges. We had some sky bridges in the initial design, and because it's a phased project now and you can't come onto the market with 800 units all delivered at once, so it's a phased project, the sky bridges just don't work. They don't work with design or construction, so we had to eliminate those. And then many of the images are just refinements of the materials and actually showing materials a little bit more accurately. So with that, this is building one elevation. It's the west elevation of building one. And you can see down here, there's a little key plan to speak to the elevation. So this is the elevation in the courtyard. And talking through some of the tenants that Madison has been reaching out to and working with, we actually added a lot of glazing in the courtyard to really enhance that retail experience. And you'll see that all right along here. We revised that center courtyard to really provide a more gracious and welcoming sort of opening into this really great retail courtyard. And you can see the additional glazing along the base here and some of that stair. That stair actually got pulled back a little bit, which opens that courtyard up. Even further. We have one of the things that we refine throughout the process is the cohesion of the different elements of the building as you wrap around the entire building. So I think upon review of the initial design, we found that some of the elevations weren't very cohesive with other elevations. And so one of the things that we've tried to do is like really wrap those materials around the whole building to provide a cohesive sort of language within each building. And so here you'll see the cement board. I think we'd had cement board previously, but the patterning and the texture of it wraps around the corner. And in the previous elevation, it didn't always do that. So that's an enhancement that we've made. And then I think that's pretty much it on that elevation. On the north elevation, existing elevation, really what we've done is really right-size the trash loading access door here. You can see that it was far too oversized. And then really, as Tom was mentioning earlier, really just refined the unit layouts and the window layouts so that they actually work within the units. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the height difference change here when we move to the next elevation. On the south elevation, we've really worked to enhance this corner piece here. And you'll see this like really beautiful little jewel box that we've designed at the ground floor that's like part of the primary entry. And as we worked through the site, the grading really wasn't quite accurate in the initial design review. And so you can see here where We had this like flat courtyard, but by the time we got the street and all the true information, the courtyard kind of dipped down below. And this links back to that more gracious sort of courtyard entry that I was speaking to earlier. We also added a parapet or a little cap at this roof. And you'll see how, when we turn the corner on the next elevation, how that really creates a cohesive lineal form and helps complete the massing as we go down the next street here. East elevation. So here you can see that white massing and then that cap. It also helps provide limited solar shading, especially for the upper units, but it really helps tie this roof plane together all along the street here. And then one of the other things that happened through the course of design and tenant coordination is we removed the access door from the street here. So that should significantly improve the pedestrian feel and character along the street here. And you can see by removing that, we were also able to drop the level of units down and add some additional units. And then we, through kind of careful design tweaks and maneuvers, felt like this proportion of this blue area was a little bit more pleasing than this sort of broad kind of blue box here. So we've narrowed that up. We added a bay of this really wonderful deep sort of design with a lot of depth and texture and a recessed balcony at the top. So we were able to add another bay of that and sort of reduce the blue massing along there to a more pleasing scale. And these are some of those images. Here you can see the before, here you can see the after. I'll mention it right here real quick. We had these inset balconies along the courtyard elevation here. Talking with Tom, we've removed those because when you inset those in wood frame construction, it can really create a lot of water intrusion issues. And we just didn't think that was worth the risk. And so added space to the units, made the units more pleasing, added a lot of more operable windows in the units, and then created this sort of, to kind of recreate the texture of those inset balconies, we've sort of serrated this edge, and this you'll see this serration pick up on building two in a few minutes. But you can see the along 122nd here, that elevation I was talking about, we were able to add that extra bay, really create a really nice space along nicer environment along 122nd. And then here's the elevation 122nd and the entrance into the site. You can see the right size of the loading dock and the stepping of the landscape terraces up the sidewalk there, and then the balconies at the corner, and really reducing, before we had a large entrance off 122nd and a large entrance off the alley. So now we've shrunk this entrance somewhat and then removed the entrance off of 122nd, really helping that pedestrian experience. Here's the courtyards, or the courtyard, I shouldn't say courtyards, but really, continuing this pathway through and into this space. You know, one of the unique features about this project, by the way, and we have a couple images of it later, but is this really opening the courtyard up to the parking below and then putting a really wonderful garden down below that will grow up and out of that courtyard. And we think that's going to be a wonderful space because of the, when you come into the space, if you're driving towards this oasis of green and the light coming down, and then you'll be able to come up through that space and into the grocery or the drugstore or the daycare facilities or whoever comes into the space. And here's the one of the rooftop plazas above this is an amenity space, opens into the amenity space, very similar, but here you can see that serrated edge and the removal of those inset balconies. On the west, okay, so we are on to building two, so different building now. This is the 85th Street elevation. Excuse me, no, this is not, I'm sorry. This is not, Not the 85th Street elevation. I'm sorry. This is the elevation on 120. Spacing my numbers.
I think it's 120th, I think.
I'm sorry, 120th, 122nd on the top. So along 120th, the U-Haul site is right in front of it here. The U-Haul site is right here. So one of the things that we ran into when we were going through the design of this project was the fire department access off of the corner of 120th here. And we were not able to access level 6 with the fire department outside here. So we had to reconfigure this corner and actually create a two-story amenity space on the top floor so that this level on this corner of this project is outdoor deck and then a two-story amenity space up here. And it just, it tweaked the way that this corner came about. We think that it's a lot stronger now, and we'll have some other pictures to show you, but that's the primary change on this one. And then the other one was when we were working through the loading dock, we actually had to raise for the grocery, we had to raise this loading dock. So we had to eliminate a number of units on this level. And so you can see here, this becomes taller because that plaza deck, just the volume of space and the mechanical equipment and the truck, the loading entrance and access had to increase there, so we changed that. Moving into the courtyard space here, this is that sort of that section going through and down, and it's not evident here, but this stair is in front of the section, but in order to cut the section just right, we had to cut it here. The stair comes in front, and then it's really gracious, nice space all the way down. We pulled the elevator out of the building. And so the elevator actually serves the levels of parking below and then up into this courtyard space. We think that's going to really enhance that sort of pedestrian connection from the parking, the plaza, or from the community down the steps to the parking or to the grocery. We think that that was a really good move and cost expensive, but good, healthy move. And then some of the elevations here, it's really just a matter of grading. You can see here, we're at level 2 here. Level 2 is here. And so just the kind of reconfiguration of this corner retail piece right here. So this is moving into the courtyard space. Again, so this elevation reflects the elevation that I was talking about earlier with the serrated edges. And then in addition to that, we have these triangular shaped pop-outs that are angled towards the north to really help capture some additional light and enhance the privacy so you're not staring across at the units right across from you. So that was a really helpful, good design move. And then one of the things that we think, and this is, you know, I think we feel it's a really good move, but we made a little bit more cohesive color of the brick around the entire courtyard so that the brick is a nice, warm, welcoming color for that pedestrian sort of experience in the courtyard. And there's a building to building, they match and they feel like a family of retail. This is the 85th Street elevation, largely unchanged. The one thing behind the U-Haul site here, you can see we have a green screen wall planted with plants and greenery. And there'll be, you know, trucks in the U-Haul site is in front of that, but we had to raise that a level to make the loading work for the grocery store, the below grade grocery. And then just like subtle tweaks, oops, let me go back up. Subtle tweaks and development of the frontage, the grocery frontage on 85th. And then a couple of little color changes of this kind of warm orange color that was sort of a brick-like color, but wasn't really brick. We've changed that to a smooth metal panel to really enhance and pop this frontage, the storefront out on here. And then the coffee shop is along there. this is the example of, you can start to see some of the grade changes as we come down through the site and into past the courtyard area. So we are inside the site here looking, well, as you can see right down here, we're looking at the north elevation here. So you're entering in here. This is the primary parking entrance, which is here. And then this is that blue mass that I was talking about earlier that we had to drop down due to the fire department access. So this space on the top here is really a two-story amenity space. And then the units are able to pick up again here. And so this piece changed a bit. Still have the green growies along here and the primary entrance for the parking garage here. And then you can see as we go from a darker brick here, we turn the corner, we end it, and then we have the warmer brick finishing out building one and then wrapping the corner around building two, kind of creating a warmer feel in there. And then this is where that courtyard space is. There's some of the perspectives you can see. So we have the 85th elevation with the corner balconies, the stair, the same metals, the same bricks, the same same glaze, actually increased the glazing along here. And then the character is very much the same. This changed a little bit just due to the unit configurations and the way that the units worked out, and also kind of trying to step this back to make this coffee shop feel a little bit more proud. So from a pedestrian perspective, you really feel like you're in a retail environment versus a residential environment. So we push that face back a little bit to achieve that. And then here you can see on building two, where we have these serrated edges, kind of reflecting what was happening across the courtyard on building one. And then you can see these pop outs for these northern facing units so that they're not looking directly into the units across the alleyway there. And then this is probably the biggest change that Tom was mentioning earlier. Just this whole corner had to be revised to accommodate the fire department access to the top floor. So we created an outdoor deck here, indoor amenity space instead of units. We removed a number of units up here. That was one of the places we lost some units. And then this is a character sketch, I would call it. The materials have changed. We were studying a couple of different material options, but this is the character of that space. And you can see here where the stair goes down, and there's some great, nice garden down below, really lushly planted. You can see the pedestrian pathway up to 85th along the corner here, amenity decks on both sides of the courtyard. So there's activity all the time looking down. And then this is a view from 85th looking into the courtyard and that space with the coffee on the corner. Walking down here, we should have probably turned the camera a little bit to the right so we could capture that little jewel box here on the corner. It's gonna be a really special space here as you walk down and into the space. And then here's just future retail character. You can see the serrated edges back behind there and just sort of the overall character that we're beginning to develop in the courtyard. And I think that is it. I'm sure that I missed something. Tom, do you have anything that you wanted to add?
No, I think you did a good job, Ben. I mean, as you say, I mean, we have made some small architectural changes to comply with what we've built inside the structure. But for the most part, I'd say that everything is basically the same, and we've spent a lot of time and energy on it and are very proud of it and hope that staff and everybody else feels the same way.
Thank you, Tom. Board, do you have any questions I don't have anybody on my screen, so let's start with Amy.
Yes. Do you have any site plans to kind of explain to us how your buildings interface with the ground based on, you know, the changes on your grading for this new, for this revised plans?
I would say the grading for the overall building has not changed. I mean, it the buildings and how they react to the adjacent streetscape, as well as the main stairway into the plaza itself, and how those buildings relate to the surrounding sidewalk area, it has not changed from the original design review.
So yeah, that's like, that looks to me like a change.
Well, it's inside.
It's accurate. It's more accurate than the last drawing was, but it really hasn't changed.
I would, yes. I don't have a handy site plan, Amy. Charles, are you still on the line? Do you have a site plan? I can look for one.
I have one up if you'd like me to share it real quick.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and share, and I will stop sharing here. We can kind of talk you through it. It's really, we just didn't have accurate information, Amy, is the primary difference. But the connection to the sidewalks externally is, I want to say, pretty much unchanged. But Charles, oh, here, I got to stop sharing here.
All right, let me hold on. Share real quick. Okay. Let's see. Hello.
So this is probably okay here. I'm not sure exactly how to explain, Amy. Maybe you could ask a specific question, or do you have a specific question? Or
You know, when I was reviewing this, your proposed changes, you know, I'm trying to understand, you know, for instance, let's see, this is building one, west elevation. So your side cut, you know, where it shows like a black silhouette, it seems to me there's a lot more terracing going on with the original approved plans. And so I'm just trying to understand what's changed.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be helpful here, Charles. I think I'm going to take it back here.
Yeah, go for it.
Let's see if I can maybe explain it a little bit better here with what we've got. Okay. So go to, I think that this is probably a good place to start. So the elevation of this, so the section cut is taken in the same spot, but the elevation of the road.
And we don't see anything on the screen.
Oh, I'm sorry. There you go. How about now?
There you go. Yeah.
What are you seeing?
Sheet five.
The south, yeah, okay.
South elevation.
South elevation, building one.
Yeah, okay. So you can see this is accurate. This is right out of our construction document. So you can see where level three starts at 309 and is below 309 here. At level three here, it came over here, but we didn't have the dip down into the courtyard. So it's the road is at the same elevation, but this piece here wasn't accurate. And so what we had to do is like revise the stair so that it could it actually terraces, I guess it terraces more because we have to start at the same spot, but we have to go down a little bit faster than we did before. And so we think it's better. You can kind of see it. Here, let me show you this one too. Unfortunately, I don't have, you can see it right here. So this level here to get into the entry of building one is at a level, it's a terrace below. So I think it's actually two terraces below the street. And so you come down some steps and you come down some steps. And then we had accessibility issues. So then we had to get the ramps to get down to make an accessible path down to the entry, which kind of wraps around to the left over here and comes back around and into this entry space. And then this just terraces down to mm-hmm. the corner here.
Mm. Do you mind, let me see. So it's also the same jewel box area. And this is building one perspective elevations 7. I think that's, is that this your one. Sheet number?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. So if you look at the number 2 building one on the upper right corner.
This one?
Yes.
Yep.
What is going on 122nd? So does, because when I look at that, it seems like there's a steep grade change there. So it's not like you can walk from 122nd to get to the retail there. Like you have to walk around.
You have to walk around because it's too steep to walk this way. So in this elevation, you had a set of stairs right here.
Right.
We removed the stairs because the stair went down and it wasn't accessible. So now in order to get to this space, it's true. You have to walk over to the corner and down the stairs, or there's an accessible path around the corner and down and around. Just because of the change in grade, it took so much more ramp to get there. And so if we provided a stair down this way, I don't know, just shortcut it. So we did remove the stair from 122nd down to that plaza place. That is accurate.
What is the height of your jewel box?
From the ground plaza right. to the top grade. Of it is right. Oh, to the finished grade.
Wherever that plaza is where you mm-hmm. enter.
Yeah, so the plaza is at level 2 and so it's 297. Depending on where you're at on the street, but let's just say it's at this level, it's probably 307. So 10 feet from the sidewalk down to the lower level plaza. About maybe 9 feet.
And is that just one? So then that whole thing is about 20 feet?
Yeah, the whole jewel box is about 20 feet tall. Uh-huh. So that's a correct. That's a two-story space from the inside. It's all correct. Open.
Correct.
Okay. So whoever the retail tenant will be,
This is not retail. This is not retail. This is a building entry. This is like the lobby space for the building. It's not retail. This is not retail specifically. And that's the other reason that we didn't connect it to 122nd. So we are trying to direct traffic and direct people to, let me get to, so this is not retail right here. This is the residential lobby amenity. I don't think we have we don't have leasing in there anymore, I don't believe, but it's a residential function. The retail, we're really trying to get to the other side. Bear with me here. This is the retail space off of that plaza. So the accessible path comes right by the retail space and then comes back around, and then you can connect to the residential lobby, which is in front of it. I didn't know that I would answer that question, so I'm not really prepared. I am, let me see if I can, so this, you can see the ramp right here. This is the retail space, and the jewel box that we were just talking about is off to the right here on building
and
one.
And where is 85th?
85th is right along here, right here.
Okay.
So you're walking down 85th and you'll have an accessible pathway down to the jewel box mm-hmm. and then over here to the elevator. So that's that elevator component is part of our accessible pathway into the courtyard. But if you're, so that's, and it's the most direct that we can get into that lower level space. And then if you're able to navigate the stairs, you just walk straight down the stairs and you have connections to the jewel box, which is the residential amenity, and to the delicious coffee space.
Okay. And then on 122nd, I know you have pretty much planters between the building and the sidewalk. Are there any building entrances on 122nd?
There are no building entrances. There are residential units with courtyards, but there are no no building entrances along the 122nd. So this is, there are units, and we've terraced the landscaping. There's some really nice landscaping all along here in front of the units, and it's set back a little bit, and then there'll be a private terrace. And the key thing for units like this at street level is really giving people as much of a sense of privacy as you can. And so by setting back and planting in front of them, and then setting the unit back a little bit further and providing their own space outside, that's probably like the nicest residential experience that you can have, but there's no direct entrance into the units from that side.
So no gates?
No gates, yeah. No. All the access will be from inside the building. You'd have to hop the fence and climb through the trees to get out.
So your original design, were there any doors and entrances along 122nd?
No. I think the main difference is you can kind of see it here. We set these lower floor units back a little bit further to create a little bit nicer sense of privacy. And then the original one was really shallow, and I don't believe they had outdoor spaces for the residential units. This was more of like a bay that stuck out. So we pushed these units back to create this outdoor space along 122nd. Mm-hmm. Oops, sorry.
Yeah. What about on 120th? Can you show me?
These are, oh, no, I'm sorry. Keep going. Hold on. Oops. So, hold on. Sorry.
Keep going.
Yeah. My computer's lagging here.
It's okay.
Thank you. Here we go. There's 120th. So 120th, the biggest change is this corner, like we talked about.
Mm-hmm. And grade-wise, there's not significant difference.
It's a lot of grade.
Building. Yes.
It's a lot of grade, correct. But we had to, like I said, we had to take this loading space here and raise it in order to get the truck access and some of the mechanical equipment in there. So we lost a bunch of units here, but the stair still goes to the same level. The stair still goes to level two, and the stair went to level two before. It still goes to the same level.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So pretty much all your retail and what I call active spaces are oriented into your courtyards.
Except for the 85th Street and the corner coffee place, correct. So this is on 85th on the corner, and then the grocery with the glazed front is on 85th as well.
There you go.
This is 85th. And remember, this is all back. The U-Haul U-Haul is this entire half of the site. You can kind of see it more here, but where this green shrubbery or the green screen is,
further back.
Yep, a long ways back.
Yeah.
And so this is really your primary retail expression along there.
So that does that sit next to the sidewalk, or how far
right.
is that? Yeah, how far is that from the back of the sidewalk?
It's a ways. Charles, do you have a rough estimate of that, Tandy, that you could share? I want to say 10, 12 feet.
Yeah, I think you're correct in saying it's around like 10 feet.
Yeah. So what's between the sidewalk and, so what's in that 10 feet?
A mix of planters and sidewalks. Not sure if I have a great, let's see. So you can see it right here. It's very similar. I mean, I guess this is what we're doing. So you can see, because it slopes all along 85th, we had to pick up the grade in different areas. So we have planters and then steps and a pathway along there that follow the sidewalk. So the walk inside the property line, I guess, takes some steps. Then we have planters. So we have probably like a 5-6 foot planter and then like a 6 foot sidewalk and then some 12 feet, 10 to 12 feet space.
Mm-hmm. And that's not different than what was approved.
It's that building elevation and facade has not changed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the sidewalk and the landscaping on 85th.
Correct. Only to accommodate accessibility. It's very similar. I mean, I don't want to say it hasn't changed at all, but not in a meaningful way.
Okay. Yeah. So I think you answered. Let me just double check if there's anything big. So I did take notes. You mentioned about the parapets. Your original design, it looks like you had more like metal railings on the roof amenity, and now you have a parapet that's more like part of the building facade, right?
I would say that's accurate. We like along here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I would say that's accurate. We think that it's a better design. It's a better, definitely a lot better for waterproofing and building protection. We think that it feels, one of the things that we're trying to do is, you can see on the original design, everything is just straight across. It's just flat all the way across the roof. And then you have all your mechanical equipment. I mean, that is the rooftop. So mm-hmm. One of the things that we've done by extending the parapet up is like, one, hide some of the junk behind the, you know, there's just stuff on roofs that isn't always attractive. So that's one thing. And then just create like a more safe and secure, and honestly, it's just better construction practices to have a parapet that floats instead of attaching railings to the top of the building. So
yeah that's fine. And I agree with you about that.
One thing that I may not have mentioned earlier, by the way, is the flat panel was always there. We haven't changed that, by the way. The pictures that I showed you earlier, that's always been the same. That was always the same panel.
I see. So again, building one, southeast elevation at 122nd Avenue.
Do you know what you've been
seeing? Oh, it says 7, back to page 7.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Regarding the recessed balconies on the top floor, you know, I don't know if it's just the way you rendered the drawings, but for your revised version, it looks like it's shallower, and the eaves on the original design was deeper, or it looks like it's,
you mean,
it's like
along here?
Yes. Like if you go down, yeah, see, it looks, and I don't know if it's just the coloring, it looks like it's definitely like more,
yeah,
more defined.
What we ran into when we went through our height calculations with Kirkland was this portion of the roof from the top of that brick up was above the height limit. So we couldn't have it above the height limit. And then we really, it's actually, the eaves are the same depth, but it did change it somewhat. And we did play with these smaller sort of pilasters, and mm-hmm. it felt they were too short and too stumpy, mm-hmm. and it just felt like we were squishing everything. Mm-hmm. So we think that this is going to be a very cohesive and unified. It kind of unifies these forms together with this overhang eave, and it helps protect the units and the balconies on the top floor and all that other stuff. But that was one of the reasons that we mm-hmm. why it doesn't stick up like mm-hmm. it does there.
Yeah, but it's the same. I mean, the depth of the balconies depth are is the same. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Amy, do you have
okay? I think I have a lot of notes, so I'm just checking. I think you answered some the rest of my questions based from your presentation. I think that's it for me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Amy. Randall, you look like you're ready to speak.
Unmute here. Given that we looked at this back in 2019, I think there's been actually a lot of improvement as you've gone around with the refinements and this type of thing. And one thing addressing Amy's questions is along 122nd Avenue, that is steep coming off of the 122nd and dropping down onto the site. And so moving that stair around to 85th and coming into the courtyard from 85th, I think is actually very smart, because it does drop right where that stair is. There's quite a bit of drop going down into that area. And then that street drops fairly substantially, fairly steep going north. So I think, the enhancements of the courtyard, the somewhat unification of the brick color in the courtyard, I think works very well. And then the roof line, given that it's going to be a fairly large building at this corner, but you've got up here built, drawing number two, the southeast elevation on 122nd, but with that parapet line or the roof overhang coming around, I think that does a very fine job of unifying that particular aspect of the building, because the original DRC, there's kind of almost three different buildings kind of attached together there, to where what you have now is really very, it's more unified into a single building in that. I'm looking at it right now is that I don't really have any other questions. I think the corner kind of jewel box or 20-story space right at that corner can be lit internally very successfully for that corner and be a great amenity coming down into that courtyard area. And so I think just fine. So that'd be my question. I don't really have any questions, just my comments.
Thanks, Randall.
Thank you, Randall.
Tink, you ready to go next?
I don't really have questions. I'm just curious, what is the eliminated sky bridges? What was that connecting previously?
Tom, I might need you to help me on this one to go back that far. You can see it right here on building one. It connected building one to building four. Building four is a ways out. It's the third phase of the project. So this connection and the interior circulation that it required to make that happen and just the distance it became. Also, to be honest, I think it was an interesting idea, but probably not the most successful idea, because what we really want people to do is walk outside and in the courtyard, and we don't want to lock them inside the building so that they can transit from building to building. So I think the sky bridges were an interesting idea, but I think the overall development's going to be a lot healthier in the long run without them. And they just created a ton of complications for us. And so we removed them.
I agree. Was that just for the internal residents?
It was.
I see.
And when we looked at it in the form of where we were putting the amenities in each building, it made more sense to eliminate the elevated walkways, and because it's very inviting once you're in the courtyard area to just walk across the street to the other building. It's not that far. And so it made a lot of sense just to eliminate them.
I see. When do you plan to break ground? I just live two blocks away from this. It's pretty exciting to see it.
I'm not sure whether that's a good thing or a bad thing with all this work going on, but it is, we're hoping to break ground sometime this fall.
Oh, wow. Well, that's all my questions and the comments. I think the overall change is really complimentary, and it's a good improvement just with a comparison.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ting. Ting, Brad?
Yes. Have there been any changes to the program along the ground floors? There's still a grocery store going in. I knew that there was kind of some other just smaller, you know, ancillary retail spaces. One of them's a coffee shop, you know, just because, you know, you can never have too many coffee shops around here. I was just curious because, you know, Amy was getting on to the different terracing and the grading. I know you've removed some access stairs. Not sure if, and of course you moved one of the locations for, you know, a dock, you know, the truck dock. If what changes have been made to that program on the ground floor?
Well, I can say the retail program has remained very, very similar to what we initially envisioned. We still have a grocery planned for the main space, which if you drive and or walk down into the terrace and look toward the south, which is, if Ben can get to that elevation. So that, well... I'm gonna wait until this stops, Ben. Or you're gonna...
Yeah, So the grocery is back right back here. We don't have like a great elevation of it.
But to answer the question, we still have a grocery location, and we're talking to a couple of them right now. We're hoping to finalize that in the next 45 to 60 days. That area that Ben is pointing to right now, that's the main entry into the grocery store. And they actually wrap around a little bit toward coming to us to the north. And then the area across the plaza over there is more retail. As you get to the front of the space on building one, that's the leasing lobby. So as you get to the far lower left hand portion of your screen, that's actually the leasing lobby for the project, and everything further south of that is going to be retail all the way around to the grocery and then back again to the north end of that building too will be retail. We've got retail plan for across that drive in building four, as well as retail planned in building three, which is kind of kitty corner from that space right there. So to answer your question, the retail engagement and program for this development has not changed. We are close to getting a grocery deal signed at this point. And once that happens, I'm sure we'll get a flurry of additional types of retail into the building so that once we open buildings 1 and 2, they'll be fully leased.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Brad. I have a couple of questions. First of all, I'd like to ask if you changed any materials on the material board at all, because to me it looks like there was a little bit of a change.
On the material board, I don't believe we changed the materials. We did change some colors. So the colors that we changed are the brick on the interior. So you can see here where the buff color brick and the multicolored brick, that changed.
What color brick is that?
It's like a light, it's like a warm, I don't want to call it yellow. We have sample. It's like a, it's just a warm tone. It's really beautiful brick. It's got some darker flecks in it. I'd explain it.
It looks like
it's
salmon. Not,
it's, what's that?
It looks like salmon from here in my, on my screen.
The one, this one right here?
Yeah.
Oh no, it's a yellow. It's more of a, I would call it a warm, light, the warm brown sand color. Thank you.
Limestone.
I'd say sandstone would be the closest to it. Yes, sandstone. It's not, I would say that the this color, let's see, like this kind of, yeah, that's, this is kind of a salmon color. The old, the older, this light red color.
So you took that terracotta-ish color out and you replaced it with the more sandstone color?
In the courtyard at the grocery, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So have you done that somewhere else too? Because you completely removed the terracotta, if I'm not wrong, right?
No, we have the terracotta facing, I mean, I wouldn't call it terracotta, it's just red brick, but the red brick is facing 85th and the corner of 85th and 122nd. So that's like kind of the traditional red brick that you would see in retail. And then as you go down, I think one of the things we were trying to do in that courtyard was lighten it up, because it is down, it is sunken down and it is surrounded by buildings. So we're trying to get a little bit more warmth and brightness in there. And so that's what was driving some of our changes from the dark brown kind of buff color, or not buff, but a dark brown grayish color to a warmer color to kind of make it feel warmer and more inviting.
So it wraps around into the interior of the building, right?
Correct. And then the other thing that we did was try to complete the forms inside the building so that we didn't have, so we don't have any, you know, pieces of brick that are just plainer and then turn the corner and become some other color, where the plan, I'm sorry, I don't have a great example of this, but where the plan, the forms complete themselves. So they're not just facades of color. They wrap the corners.
Yes, that's what I'm was a little bit concerned about.
For instance, here, this color, this is supposed to be that warm sand tone brick. It didn't quite render print out quite right, but you can see in this elevation, we had this kind of brownish brick color, and it came around, and then at the inside corner, it just changed to another color. We felt like this form was the important form, and then this form was the important form. So we allowed those two forms to complete each other. And then we added a lot of glazing. This is another residential amenity. And then this is the retail that Tom was talking about right along here. So we're trying to create some cohesion to the interior courtyard space.
And so the majority of the interior courtyard is basically glazed, right? Okay.
A lot of it is, yes. Yeah, there aren't really any blank walls. Well, not any significant blank walls. And you can see here, like, how much more glass we added to this corner versus the original one. I mean, this is, and again, a two-story high space with, it's all glazed on this whole corner. We added glazing to, let's see, on that first, so here's that retail, the grocery along there, and then grocery, go back to this first one. And then you can see this is the building one elevation. The glazing pretty much stopped right here. And then through the revision of the program a little bit, we really opened this space up to a lot more glazing along here. So you can see all the additional glazing that we have.
But that's the view from 122, right? It's not from the inner courtyard.
This is from the inner courtyard.
This is from the inner courtyard. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
And this is the stairs that are coming down right here.
Okay.
From 85th is over here.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Okay, thank you. Does anyone have follow-up questions? Or can we deliberate on the, do we have any public members that would like to talk, John?
Yeah, there's no one in the attendees.
So I guess we can move forward to deliberate on the minor modifications.
Before we totally dive in, I'd like to ask the city if you had specific questions about how we felt about X, Y, or Z. Or should it, we're just kind of trying to get our thoughts in general on the changes?
Yeah, I would say just in general. I mean, I think, you know, really, and again, you know, it's kind of not really, I guess, wouldn't say, you're really not deliberating because we're not making a motion on anything. It's really just for you guys to each board member or as a group to provide comments to us regarding the changes. And if, you know, if you see anything dramatic that you would like to see addressed. But yeah, I mean, from a staff perspective, I think we spent enough time with the applicant on the proposed changes and feel like we got to a good spot. And that's when then we thought, you know, it was a good time to bring it to you guys just to get your thoughts on the changes to see if you agreed with us.
Okay, so I guess that in order to respect everybody's time, I would like to ask if anyone has a major change or concern about those minor modifications, or does anyone oppose them strongly?
Go ahead, Amy.
Oh, I was going to say I don't oppose the project or the modifications. Overall, I think that they have provided what I would call improvements to the design, but I am very concerned about 122nd, the fact that there is no entrances, no activation. You know, we are trying to create a pedestrian friendly city. Because I don't have a history of this project and how the design review board reviewed the original project, I'm not really sure. I think I'm going to defer to the rest of the board, but I just wanted to. And I think for future projects on 85th, I think we should really have a more clear, you know, line to require activation on the streets. So I have more comments to make, but that's, you know, since you ask about the concern, that would be my concern.
Thank you, Amy. Tony, would you like to talk about 122? Do you have any feedback for Amy?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the biggest thing is to compare the design that was originally approved with what they're proposing. So I think they mentioned, you know, there was kind of no changes along that facade. I think the big thing along that street, the biggest thing on that street was there was no requirement for retail to be along that street. And the way they kind of set up the master plan was kind of have the retail kind of be interior once you got off 85th. Obviously, they wanted to try to activate 85th. The dilemma you've run into with 85th is just it's such a major street. I think there were some concerns about having retail right up against it. So they kind of and again, they have the grade issues. So they kind of set it back a little bit to kind of create these kind of a separation from the main sidewalk and the kind of on-site pedestrian connections there. So it's kind of a unique site in that way. But, you know, I think it's comparing what was approved by the board, you know, through the original process and what the modifications are and just looking at those and seeing if there's major changes that need to be addressed. So.
Okay.
I'm going to jump in and kind of address a little bit of Amy's question. When you get along 122nd, and you come from the north and you're driving south and you're coming up the hill towards 85th, there actually, when you go along there, I drive that almost every morning. And there's almost a need for a guardrail along 122nd, dropping down into that site. In fact, many years ago, I climbed that hillside with my son one day. We were trying to come out of the parking lot and climb up, and he wanted to go right straight up the hill. And so to try and activate coming off of 122nd would be nearly impossible because you'd have a lot of the building, that east elevation of that particular building would actually be below grade in order to come off straight off the sidewalk into the building. And so I think, you know, as far what the architects and developer are doing here, the lower units along that face are actually going to be looking into a hillside. When you really get down to it, can you confirm that? I guess a question back to the applicant. As you look at the elevation of those units that are on the east side, they don't necessarily align with the elevation of 122nd.
The lower, the ground level units are below grade for about half the building. And that's that protected space. And then as you go down 122nd, they become at grade, right, and then above grade. But
yeah, it starts to level out down at the bottom. But that's what I'm pointing out is that corner right in there, you're down below grade. And so activation would be almost second floor or above. And so I'm just pointing that out as Amy, as you look at that, it's a very difficult one to do. That's all comment I had.
Thank you, Randall. Brad, you wanted to say something?
Yeah. This is going to be an overly negative take, but I don't want the designers and the applicant to take it too personally because we are talking about our concerns to the city. You know, that's our goal here today, is just to convey, you know, things to watch out for to the city as they go through kind of their administrative design review of this. I do think a lot of, so I'll start a little positive. I do think a lot of the forms and some of the color changes look really good. I do think that there are a lot of improvements that have been done. That being said, I'm always very weary when people come back with design changes like this to the board, because there's a lot of little changes that add up to big effects. And it's difficult to convey, oh, well, you can do X, you know, you can do A and B, but you can't do X and Y, or, you know, A, B, and C together. But if you change one of them, it'll be okay. And so it's always a challenge to kind of convey what I think will keep this a successful project versus things, you know, that I'm worried about. In general, I think organizing all of the fenestration with the units inside is acceptable. So if you're reorganizing or shuffling around windows and glazing, that's okay. But I always see in projects that come back a reduction in glazing. And so, I mean, you can pick an elevation. You can look at number 6. You can look at page 8. You can look at page 12. You know, there's a big reduction in glazing. And we've seen oftentimes in the past on other projects, we approve something and they promise floor to ceiling windows, a window wall systems. And then once the thing's built, they just have some punched openings with some standard residential windows. And it just looks cheap. And it's okay. You see it a lot in Redmond. It's okay in some of the residential neighborhoods. But when this thing is like, I'm thinking like Kirkland Urban, you know, I was really disappointed with some of the changes they made to the glazing there. And this guy's right on 85th. And with all of the new zoning and changes going on, I don't want to reduce the glazing. I don't want to reduce the patterns in glazing. It looks like in a lot of their changes, they still do have different patterns of glazing, like not the same window everywhere. So that's good. That really helps. But I don't want to reduce the heights, and I don't want to reduce the amounts of glazing. So that's one thing. The other thing, and Amy hit on this, was the changes to the terracing. I know they have to make it work, you know, and I trust that they will, especially if the program is going to be the same, if they got a grocery store and some other retail. But the fact that they took out an access stair on 120th, and they didn't even tell us, you know, and they didn't give us an enlarged plan, really worries me that there's a lot of other little changes that I wouldn't like that aren't even getting mentioned. And so, you know, I'm not saying that necessarily those things have to come back to us, but I just want to point that out to the city to, you know, I think their excuse was, oh, well, it wasn't an accessible stair. Well, not every stair has to be accessible. If you have your main accessible entrance with ramping coming off the corner, what's wrong with having another access point off of 122nd, you know, with another stair? Now, maybe that totally messed up with the flow, but we don't know because it didn't show us, you know. And the fact that at the opening of this talk, they said, oh, we're just moving some fenestration around. There's a lot more refinement than fenestration going on. And so, yeah, overall, I'm okay with forms. You know, I think that their resolution for the balconies and doing kind of their saw cut patterns, I think color changes is good. But I'm just worried about the organization of glazing and any other changes going on at the human scale level. I want the city to take a very close critical eye and not change a lot of that, because the board in the past spent a lot of time looking at every single little, you know, area of every building, you know. And so I'm afraid that in mass wholesale, they're going to make lots of little changes that add up to something that, you know, we'll be a little less unhappy with in the end. Okay, my rant's over.
Can I follow up on what Brad said about
absolutely increment? If Ting doesn't want to say anything first,
I always have a lot to say, right?
Well, this is why we want you there.
Right? So I'm gonna speak as someone, obviously, who
Amy, wait. We asked.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can hear. Sorry.
I'm really brave. I do see there are a lot of small changes, but to me, I feel like they are really cohesive, and it's quite thoughtful. It's not like you're just changing one place and then not considering how this material is going to return to the other side. And I think the architect did a good job on that. And then the stairs, I think it's quite obvious, it's showing on the plan. Amy caught it. So I think it's transparent. And also, I think it's just getting shift to the corner of the 85th. And then adding that two-story lobby glass glazing, I think that's an improvement. And I agree with Randall, it's quite challenging when it slopes down so much. It can be really challenging to make it work. If it's so difficult to make it work, and then we might as well, you know, not have it. That's just my opinion. Overall, I think it's an improvement, and I support those changes. I'm gonna give it to Amy.
Sorry, Ting.
Thank you.
So I actually appreciate what Brad said about, you know, incremental changes, and at what point does all those incremental changes equal a major modification, right? And so this is a question, I guess, for staff. And, you know, just based on my professional experience, you know, sitting where you guys sit, you know, the way we determine, you know, when I was working in Redmond, the way we determine if it's minor or major is, you know, you consider the cost, like how much, if you think about how much the cost would be is by making all those changes. And if you look at the actual elevations, is it still the same building if you were to walk out there, or it looks different? You know, I think Brad is correct that, you know, I mean, even selecting different kinds of windows changes, you know, whether it's the same building or not. In this particular project, I think, and this is, I may as well throw in my overall assessment, I think the changes that they've made cumulatively are positive. Would I consider these minor changes? I personally don't, because when you look at each elevation, the buildings look different. The massing may be the same, but you know, the style of the building looks different. And so this is just something for staff to think about and to consider. And then as far as I'm going to start with what I think are really positive moves. So I agree with the DRB that the jewel box is a positive, especially when you look at how the building read before from the corner of 85th and 122nd. That particular corner looked like it's compressed or it doesn't really have a good presence on that corner. And now with the jewel box, at least it really enhanced that corner, even though you can't directly access it from 122nd. I think my favorite elevation change is, thank you to the fire department, the two-story amenity space on the roof at the what's shown as the, what would this be? Basically, that's the west elevation of building two. Even, you know, I really want to commend the applicant for changing the shape of, you know, the building on that end, because now it's got this very gracious step back. Even though it's not a lot, it really provides a very nice ending, you know, on that side of the building. I also like the parapets. I think that's also a major improvement. It made the building definitely have a more defined top. The materials, I'm okay. Not really necessarily positive or negative. The south elevation of building one, again, this one, you know, overall, I think is an acceptable change. And the one thing that I wanted to kind of ask staff and the applicant to consider with the shifting the orientation of that stair, the stair tower. I think that's all brick, and I think it created a blank wall on the ground floor. And one of the things that I thought you might want to consider is, again, going back to building to west elevation. I think these, if you look at the brick section, that vertical element with the vertical, sliver of windows, if you could include something like that on the, what I call the stair slab of the south elevation of building one, I think that might make, mitigate for the blank wall. On 122nd, again, I think it would really be nice if instead of, because, it's hard for me to really understand what materials you're using there. I know you're showing planters. I'm just flipping through.
Which elevation are you talking about, Amy?
Let me go find it on 122nd.
On 122nd.
Yeah, there's two perspectives. It's not a metrics that I saw. One was easier to understand. And where is it? Yeah, because when you look.
We're using, I don't know if this helps or not, but we're using the same materials on 122nd as were approved. I'm trying to think if there's anything that's different in the materials. I don't even think we're changing colors on 122nd. I think we try to keep it all the same. So it's brick, metal panel, cement board, and corrugated metal, which were the and vinyl windows, which were the approved materials in the original package.
Right.
I don't know if that helps or not.
Thank you. Just a second. I have a question to Tony before we proceed with that, because I would like to know that based on Brad and Amy's comments, would you still consider these as minor modifications? And if so, we will continue this discussion. If it's not minor modification and we need a conceptual design or something like that, a conceptual response, then this is a different thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think for now, I think we need to consider these minor modifications. I think after hearing your comments, staff will consult with each other and with the applicant and decide if we can address the concerns that were made here. If we ultimately make a decision that it is not a minor modification, that would have to come back through that process. So I think we proceed with this meeting thinking it's a minor modification, and then again, if we need to, we would come back to the board at a later date.
So with that said, so is it the place now that we make comments or suggestions to improve, or is it just, are you accepting those minor modifications, or are you concerned about those minor modifications? I just need to know, what we are really doing here. What's the purpose of our
meeting? Yeah, I mean, I think it is just like any public process, is to hear your comments from a board, from an individual's perspective, and then we will take those comments and review those as staff and decide whether or not this can still proceed as a minor modification approval or not.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate that.
Yes.
I interrupted you, Amy. I just wanted to make sure that we are heading the right direction. Right? And it's all being taken care of. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes.
So I'm almost done. So what I was going to say is, so even though there won't be any access on 122nd or no way to activate the ground level, since these are patios with what I will call garden walls, maybe these garden walls will have more decorative, maybe metal panels combined with whatever. I'm assuming it's concrete, right? The walls on the patios.
They're retaining the walls that are required to be retaining are concrete. So as you are closer to 85th, they're concrete on the inside, but then as you look at that elevation as it goes down 122nd and the grade falls down, there's concrete planters, and then there's just the railing, the balcony railing behind the concrete planters.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That is all over garage, by the way. That's all over structure.
Yeah. So if you could, instead of just using what I call utilitarian balcony railings on the ground floor, if you could consider something more decorative, more artistic, again, to just make this a little bit, make your project more special, in terms of how people on the street interact with your project. I think, it kind of gives you, gives people almost like a message that, this is a special place. We've got something really cool going on here. And if you just walk around, you're going to, so it's not, so it doesn't feel like everything is so internally focused. So I think that's all I have. And thank you so much for all the work that you guys did to make this a better project.
You're welcome. Thank you, Amy.
And thank you, Amy, for inviting us. And does anyone have a follow-up comment or question or a suggestion for improvement? I think we can conclude the meeting saying that we're overall pleased with the improvement. We will call it an improvement, and we feel like it's a better design. There are, however, couple of concerns about when is it minor and when is it not minor, and how friendly it is on the higher level versus the ground or the lower level. Let's call it the eye level. I think some of us would like to see more details. Am I correct? I am quite happy with the details we have received, but I would like to know if someone is missing any information in order to approve the modification.
I'm good. I'm satisfied with what they've shown. And FYI, again, for staff in the future, I think whenever you bring back materials like this for us, we should really have a site plan and a landscape plan, because it was kind of hard to follow with all the, how the building sits on the ground. But, obviously we manage, but it would be ideal. I shouldn't say ideal. I think it's important to have a site plan and a landscape plan.
Thank you for that. And I think too, one thing, that's why I guess I referenced the original approval, but, to have include maybe a link to the approved plans or figure out a way to for you to kind of be able to review that original plan set as a whole if you chose to. So I think that's a good point.
So I think it is overall, we do not need to make a motion tonight, right?
No, correct. Yeah, it's just providing comments again. And I want to thank you all for your consideration of this and for your comments there. I think there were some very, very useful comments that were provided. And, I think we have some good tools to kind of work with the applicant on addressing some of the concerns that you had and moving forward.
Okay. Thank you very much. I think we can move to the next item on the agenda. John?
Thank you. So for those of you that have not responded to my email, please do so in regards to the your availability for the week of August 15th for the DRB walking tour. So based on that, I will select the date as the most DRB members that could attend, and then we'll just get that solidified. So I know folks are pretty busy during the summer. So it'd be good at least just to get the date nailed down, and then we can go from there. So please, if you haven't emailed me, please do so within a day or two. And let's see what else. It's not on the agenda, but I did send an email out earlier today to the board members about in-person meetings. It looks like we're targeting September potentially for in-person meetings again, or I guess hybrid meetings. So what I'll be doing is I need to look and research and see how the city council has been handling that. They've been doing hybrid the last several meetings now. And so what I'll do once I get their policy on how that's handled or how it's being handled, I'll go ahead and forward it to the DRB members, and then then we can then follow up. I think what I'll do is I'll follow up probably with you, Shoshana, as the chair, and Carlos as vice chair. And we'll go from there. I think we were originally targeted for August, but because recent increase again with COVID, city managers decided to postpone it, at least for other boards and commissions, till September.
I was just about concerned about the surging wave of COVID cases for August, but I just have a question. When you say hybrid, is it like rotation of in-person, or if someone feels uncomfortable to attend in person, they are allowed to stay, on remote?
Yeah, so that's what I want to get clarified, because I think the council developed procedures for that, because I don't think all of them are always in person. And the same goes for staff. Should staff be in the council chamber, or can staff or the applicants be at home? We need one staff, there's some procedures we need to figure out. So more to come. I just want to give the board a heads up that probably in the next couple of months, it's some sort of hybrid meeting will be happening.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And then poll for attendance to next DRB. So I think the next meeting, IFA is trying to schedule a special meeting for August, I think it's August 4th. So if you haven't already responded to Blanca, please do so. We're just trying to make sure we've got a proper head count. And I think that's it. I do have one comment just on the previous meeting, minor modifications versus major. I think historically, Kirkland, we've taken a very broad approach to what's minor. Typically what will happen is the applicant will come to us, to staff, and show us what they'd like to do. And I'd say 90% of the time, we think it's major. And so what ends up happening is the applicant listens to our concerns and comes back with a, well, maybe not after the first try, but maybe after several iterations, they'll get to a point where at least staff feels that, feels comfortable that it is a minor modification. And this came up a lot too, like with the Village of Totem Lake. And, you know, it's like, it's a lot of little changes. It's kind of the same thing, a lot of little changes, but as long as we seek, and that's why we asked the board, it's like, hey board, you know, as staff, we think it's minor, but we'd like to get, you know, from the experts, the design experts, some additional feedback. So that's typically our approach. It's just so the board's aware, and staff does take a pretty active role in terms of, you know, somewhat subjective, but we do take an active role in terms of when we're ready to take it to the board as far as a minor change. So I just want to give a little bit of background. And I will stop there. Thank you.
So can I ask a question, John?
Sure.
Do you guys have like a threshold to determine minor or major? No,
we don't.
No definition. No. Yeah.
That's what makes it a little difficult. Mm-hmm. And that's why internally we do have a design review board, like internal staff team that we do run these by and take first crack at it. And I, like I said, for the vast majority, they're usually major.
So, yeah. Yeah, and I could say on this one, you know, the proposal of the applicant first came to us, we had some concerns. And so we had multiple iterations that we went through and made some changes and back and forths and dialogue that occurred. So
any other questions? Back to you, Shoshana. Thank you.
Thank you, John. I think what John was trying to tell us that we need a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Anyone second?
I second that. I'm still in the office, so I second that.
Absolutely. I assume no one opposes to adjourn, and with that, I would like to thank you all and wish you a great week. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.